Your inner geek wants to come out and play, but where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.
Hello and welcome to a tantalizing episode of BJJ's Board Game Alliance. I am your host, Joey, heretical, honored, house rules, hoisting, homogenous, oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Close.
Yeah, Joey D's, I am your host. God dang it. Two ice in a row, Sean. Woo! Defeats me.
We win.
Oh, my English is terrible. Well, of course, joining me as always is Josh Utley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
And my nemesis now, Sean Epperson of Think 12 Games, who I cannot conquer.
Oh, hey, hey.
Oh, unfortunately, again, Vicky B is on assignment conquering goblins, trolls, other heroes, board games, and delicious food. That's right.
She's playing a semi-co-op.
Yes. Which means you get the delicious Joey Joey, that's me.
Did you have to give yourself another loss?
You know what? I blame Sean. There's two nicknames and I failed them both.
Yes.
But, you know, what can you do? That's life. Josh, how can people get a hold of us?
Oh, I could have that page open and read it.
Let me tell you, it's going to start with BJ Shea's Geek Nation.
It does. Just go to bjgeeknation.com. You get all the podcasts, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more. I don't read this. I obviously have this all memorized. You can search for us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes.
I like all of those things, especially if you give us 5 stars, because we're fancy.
We are fancy. And we, as being fancy, stars make us look fancier.
See? Exactly. I mean, shine bright like a diamond. You know, I got nothing. Anyways, guys, we talked a little bit of last week about a couple of cons that were coming up, but you know what? We didn't hit them all, did we?
No, that was our mini-con report. That was this weekend's coming up. It's Father's Day. Go do things.
That was an appetizer.
Yes, now we have our full con report.
The main course. I hear we might be starting off with a couple of aces, because I like poker, but this is a con.
That's what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the first one is Ace Comic Con.
And I see Zoe Zaldana. This is what happens when you start the podcast off with half a tongue. You just miss some of the pronunciations. I see Wonder Woman. I see the green chick from Galleries of the Galaxy, Gamora. And Josh Brolin, who's awesome because he played Thanos and Cable, some of my favorites.
We're just going to let you keep going.
And the beautiful Chris Evans, America's ass. He's going to be there. Guys, I have heard of a lot of cons, and I've heard of Ace Comic Con, but I did not realize that it was this star-studded.
That's what Ace Comic Con really is. It's mainly, it kind of is the film con version.
Yeah. It's the pocket aces of cons.
Now, there are comics, and there's comic vendors, and there's cosplay, and there's all the traditional stuff, but this one really is your meet-and-greet opportunity. They tour the country, they bring the A-listers, they bring the Captain Americas, the Thors, no overweight Thors. You get to go and meet them. You get to get your picture taken. You get to browse some comics.
Do they do a bunch of meet and greet question and answer kind of things so I can ask Chris Evans how he trained to get America's Ass?
There is a few panels. I'm not sure if the America's Ass panel is up and running yet.
Ah, well, that's because I haven't run it yet. I'm waiting for my invitation. They said, you know, I know a host who can barely speak English who could probably ask the hard-hitting questions.
So Ace Comic Con is June 28th through the 30th at the WAMU.
WAMU Theater.
It is the WAMU Theater. The bank don't exist no more. Why does the theater?
Hey. That is actually kind of funny. I hadn't even thought about that. Yes, the CenturyLink Field and Event Center, along with the WAMU Theater. You'll get to see Chris Evans, Josh Brolin, Zoe Saldana, Jeremy Renner, Don Cheadle, Taron Egerton, Lee Pace, and Sean Epperson. No, okay, maybe not. But this is definitely your whole Avengers cast, essentially.
There is a lot of people and some WWE stars, too.
And if you have never had any run-ins with a WWE star or had the opportunity to do any charity events or anything like that, they are awesome people. They are actors to the fullest themselves. And let me tell you, they are energetic because they are throwing people against mats most days.
Yeah, their energy level, I think, needs to be that of even way greater than a comedian's.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, there are such genuine people too. I mean, I've never had a bad run-in with a WWE star celebrity or even a local.
You don't want a bad run-in with a WWE.
That's true. They don't have to choreograph your ass kicking. They can just do it.
Yeah, they can just do it.
What are you guys looking forward to seeing any of these awesome stars? Any questions you would like to ask this lovely set of people?
I would ask Chris Evans to never stop.
Never stop.
Captain America forever.
He is our Captain America.
I don't care that he has, like, career goals. Or family. I want him to just be Captain America.
He'll always be Captain America in our hearts.
Is that wrong?
I don't think it is.
That? I mean...
I can't disagree with you. And when he... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Endgame, because, my God, I don't know where you've been. But he becomes old. He's old Evans. Old Evans is much, so he gives up the shield.
That's just a glimpse to the ending. That's why they called it Endgame. But now we get to see all the stories in between.
Oh, so they're going to do the alternate timelines so he can come back.
If I say it, I'm sure some website will say it's true. So, Pick it up, people.
We're going to make it happen. What about you, Sean?
I would ask what kind of inspiration they use. Like, what comics did they try and reference, or did they reference any? Like, reading different books and...
Who I actually would want to talk to, I mean, I love the actors. Obviously, they are who they are. But the Kevin Feige or Feige or whatever, however you say his name, he's the Stan Lee of the cinematic universe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would love to pick his brain and find out what his plans are and how he managed. There's a lot of money people he had to convince that this idea would work.
Oh, gosh. I mean, with all these movies, I would love to have been in that meeting where they were going to pitch this whole 20-something-odd movie arc where they were like, all right, guys, bear with me here.
Or along the way when they're a bad movie, like... Thor of the Dark World didn't do as great. You had to be in recovery mode at that point. It was like, no, the plan. You got to remember the plan.
Gosh, and the success story after Thor 3, could you imagine? Everyone's like, wow, guys, I didn't believe you after Thor 2. But you really got it. Good work.
We'll be back in with 3.
Oh, man, I don't know who I would want to talk to the most. I think I would go with Josh Brolin just to ask him how awesome it was to be Thanos. Because he is the literal ultimate bad guy. I mean, there's going to be so many bad guys we talk about throughout all the movie history, especially in the last 20 years, you know. But he's going to be the big one. How was it to be Thanos? He got to win. Not many bad guys get to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Had to win for quite some time.
And he got to do it with the loudest snap heard around the world. But Ace Comic Con, of course, when again is it, Josh?
June 28th through the 30th at the WAMU Theater in...
CenturyLink Event Center.
That one.
That one. And that's a pretty cool place, guys. They've got a lot of cool food, and I guarantee you it's going to be open. Go there, check it out, see all your favorite Avengers. But if you don't want to do that, where else can they go, and what can they do?
Next one is Go Play Northwest in July 5th through 7th.
Oh, over right after our Independence Day.
Yes.
So when you're hungover, or not maybe yet, you can get hungover playing board games.
I think you just roll this into the long weekend.
I like the idea. I believe this is a Friday, so that means that July 4th is on a Thursday, which means you've probably got the day off. You got Friday off. Take it off. Have a weekend.
Exactly. And Go Play Northwest started off being mostly about wargaming and stuff like that, but it's definitely broadened its scope and... become more of a general tabletop gaming event. The tickets for this tend to be pretty like a smaller affair, so definitely check this one out quickly while you can.
While you can. Run! Jump!
And this one is taking place at the Seattle University.
Oh, the SU!
The SU!
I know about the SU. Now, you said this was a little bit lighter, but it's encompassed more gaming.
Well, a little bit smaller than like a giant con or, you know, PAX or something like that.
And let me tell you,
a little more intimate.
At this point, saying littler than a PAX just essentially means you're not going to, you know, be shoulder to shoulder in a convention hall, barely being able to move.
Right.
But is this a place you would go? Do you think you'd bring more of a 2 to 3, 2 to 4, or like a 4 to 8 player game? What kind of game are we bringing here?
I'd probably bring a little bit of everything, really.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You're going to get to be able to play, like, you know, kind of a broader spectrum of player counts for sure.
And do you think more like I guess you could get anywhere from a new gamer to an old gamer then at that point, so you're kind of looking at the whole range, the whole scope of skill level, because I don't know about you, but when I'm sitting down trying to teach someone to play a game, the quicker the better.
Well, a lot of this is, there's a lot of role play gamers there, and the hall closes daily at 3 a.m even the last day.
3 a.m and what time does it open?
9 a.m.
Oh, so just, you know, the most amount of time. They take that 6 hour break. It's kind of like the dry period, you know, from 2 to 4 or 2 to 6. Yeah, well, you can't drink. You don't have to go home, but you know, you can keep gaming if you want. Just bring it to the hotel room.
You got a couple 6 hours, you know, and kind of get a bit of a nap, a little bit of a sleep.
Now, they do have one of my favorite buttons I always love to see on websites when you're looking at cons. Loot and swag.
Yes.
They have, I mean, does everyone do this? Because I haven't been to, like, a serious con in a long time, but I'm looking at all these t-shirts. This is incredible.
Yeah, there's some really nice, well-designed t-shirts by John Harper.
Okay. It's like a Yeti holding a D20 on top of the Space Needle, people. There's no cooler t-shirt than that.
We are in the United States, which is odd because it's Sasquatch, which is Canadian, so it should be Bigfoot.
Yes. Oh.
I know way too much.
You know, I mean, the lore has just exploded in my own mind. And it, as you said that, I actually thought, what if it was the Seattle Troll that they were trying to encompass for a second
there,
too?
That would be awesome.
Right?
That I would take.
All I know is that we've blown your imagination, and now you got to get this t-shirt. But the only way to do that is to go to a little place we all know. Seattle U. Northwest Con. But what else we got left going on, Sean?
We've got, well, the one.
The big
The big one. The Genist of Cons, Gen Con in Indianapolis, August 1st through the 4th.
The best 4 days in gaming.
Is it really?
Not for your wallet.
My wallet's never been happy with me anyways.
This is the big con. This is the San Diego Comic Con of board games.
Yeah.
This is all the new releases come out, all the hidden surprises for the year. All your money being spent in the vendor hall that you can barely walk around in because it's so big.
This is your E3. This is what's coming on. This is what everyone's here to do. Tantalize your taste buds with dice and many games of 4X or more.
But it is in Indianapolis.
Oh, it's a little far away.
A little far away for us. And it's, I don't know if it's sold out, but it usually is.
Does it really sell out? Wow.
So there is something that for people who can't go, can do.
Can't go because of the wallet, or can't go because the wife won't let them out.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne Sheldon from Dice Tower, she is local to Seattle, and she put on, and it's still running, Gen Can't.
Gen Can't. I love it.
Which, we love Gen Can't events.
Because that means it's something you can do.
That is. That's right. Most local stores tend to participate. There's gatherings pop up around, and you can just search around. You can go to the Gen Can't website, and they will have local listings. And that will be the August 1st through the 4th. Just look for Gen Can't events and go commiserate with all your fellow board gamers that can't attend and kill some orcs.
Yeah, a lot of times the shops will have like discounts, or they'll have special promos. They'll have companies there that are doing demos. So there's still like a lot of fun things that you can do. Even though you can't go to Gen Con, go to your local game store and check out and see what they've got going on.
And go to Twitter and look up 425 Suzanne and thank her.
Thank you.
For providing the Gen Can't event.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you're kind of making it like a national thing, in a sense that obviously the hub would be Gen Con, but if you can't make it there, they kind of tell everyone, hey, you know what? Why don't we make this a day where we all open a new board game and throw some dice?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you guys ever been to Gen Con before?
I went to Gen Con 50.
50, which was...
Was that 50 or 75 or 100? Something. I don't even know. There's a lot of Gen Cons.
You went to some anniversary with a zero.
Yes. It was fun. It was extremely crowded, and it made me appreciate our convention center.
Yes, the size of it and how spread out it is.
Our con is vertical because it's in a building.
Yep.
So to get from somewhere far away, you're really just taking elevators or escalators. Indianapolis Convention Center is one building.
Flat. Not like the Earth.
It is a...
yeah. Caught myself there.
It is quite a walk. And they do have they had free play at the Colt Stadium, which is about 3 blocks away. There's a tunnel to get you there, but it's a lot of walking. So while our convention center is technically smaller, it doesn't... We hold more stuff in actual closer proximity because you're on different floors. You're using elevation, which is nice.
Escalators are an incredible thing. Yes. I will say that. We have a lot of those at the Washington State Convention Center, which is, I think, 3 or 4 levels.
They go up to 6 on the...
Six levels. Yeah.
Plus, there's some basements across the street, and then we got the Paramount, we got Benaroya Hall, we got the Olive 8, we got the Sheridan. We got all the surrounding buildings participate. So it made me appreciate how little walking you actually do at our convention time.
Because it's funny, you don't think about 1 or 2 miles being that long until you're on one end and you're like, oh yeah, it's all the way over there. And you just kind of like standing there. Oh my God, there's a sea of people. That looks like forever.
Yes,
it's like trying to drive down I-5 on a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Although I can tell you, the pulled pork burger sold at the Colts Stadium, premium experience.
Premium experience. 10 out of 10 would do again.
Yes. Especially because I got the last one for the night.
How do you get the last one among that many people?
They were shutting down, because I game all night long, but they were shutting down concession and said, can you get a pulled pork sandwich? I said, yep, it's the last one. So they overloaded it, and it was that bottom in the juices.
Oh, the juiciest of the juicy pork.
Yeah, I was in heaven.
You're making my mouth water. I love pulled pork. Well, Gen Con, if you do have a chance, go see it. It's apparently the mecca of board gaming events. I unfortunately won't be there because I already broke my wallet on vacation 2 weeks ago, and it is still crying, and I do not have any way to stop it from crying. But is there anything else we got going on besides that? I think there's one local that if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, coming up August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Bellevue Hilton in Bellevue, Washington is Dragonflight Game Con 40.
Yeah! This is number 40. I assume this is the 40th year?
This is the 40th year.
Ah, right! Another zero that I nailed.
Now, ask me what time the floor closes at Dragonflight.
5 p.m., reasonable.
No.
I'm wrong again.
It opens on the Friday at noon. And it closes Sunday.
Ah, you know what?
It don't close.
Why close when you can stay open all weekend long?
That's right.
And the awesome thing is, no matter what time you go down into like gaming areas, you'll find someone gaming.
Oh, yes.
It's most likely us. Good to say. It's either you guys or BJ. I've seen BJ there at 3 in the morning.
1 year at Dragonfly, Sean did sleep play Anachrony with me.
Yes.
I would wake him up for his turns. And he would, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. It was great.
Ah, so it's one of those...
Amazing.
Naps in between rounds kind of a thing.
Well, what else are you going to do at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, well, you got to sleep sometime. I mean, otherwise, when people show up at 8 o'clock, they're going to wonder if you're just an early bird or you just never slept.
I don't want to encourage this behavior, but I'm going to encourage this behavior. Dragonflight has a viewing room, and they show nonstop movies. There's a schedule posted. There's good movies, good geeky movies. But if you wanted to go watch a movie down on the show floor for 2 hours, nap.
You guys didn't see the quotation marks there.
you could then, in 2 hours, you got a little break in, a nice air-conditioned room showing a movie, because you were watching the movie, right?
Yeah, and if it's Lord of the Rings, you're getting an extra hour in there somewhere, like 3 hours.
Well, this could be an Endgame year, too.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure you wake up in time to watch Thanos win. Or I guess he loses in that one. No!
I believe he does both.
Ah, yes.
There's also some local publishers that are going to be there. A certain
haven't publisher. Heard of them. So like Flying Frog.
Yes, they'll be there. I'm sure.
Who? I'm
Catalyst.
Still
maybe?
Catalyst Games. That's what it is. No, there's no thinging or twelving or anything around that I've heard of.
Oh, Daily Magic.
That's what it is. Wizards of the Coast is going to. Oh yeah.
I think Playtest Northwest will probably be there as well.
Yeah, they attract some pretty good young designers.
Yeah, they really do.
Like Nicole Jarek.
Yeah,
she's a good.
Yeah, she's running it now.
So do all these other cons have a theme besides the fact that they're just covered in board games?
The theme of cardboard.
Ah, cardboard. I do love the smell of a good, fresh cardboard game, or even a magic pack, for that matter.
A lot of the cons do actually run themes every year. I'm not sure what Dragonflight is running this year. They may not have one, but yeah.
I mean, could be just dragons, right?
Flying dragon.
Have you guys ever bought anything very odd from a con? Because I'm just looking at one of these vendors, and he's selling what looks like to be a giant Baloth from Star Trek, or like a giant weapon.
You said odd. What's odd about that?
Sorry, of course. What am I talking about?
Divine that's, yeah, odd.
That's a normal thing for most people.
Odd. I think once somebody was selling a book, and it was like nonfiction. Have you heard of this?
No, I've never heard of a nonfiction book before.
Reference guide of some sort?
No. Was it the complete history to a board gaming shellacking?
No. I don't want to shellack my board games.
That was my favorite part about going to cons is like watching, just going to the vendors and being like, what's the oddest thing I can find? Like one guy literally spent a half hour talking to me about forging samurai swords from scratch.
Oh, wow.
And I've never more wanted to buy a samurai sword in my life and have no idea what I would actually do with it besides just look at it and realize how dangerous it probably was.
Look, I may have several.
Okay. Well, can I prevent a zombie horde from attacking me?
Well, yeah, for a little while, right?
Yeah, I guess. I could hold my own for 10 minutes.
Okay. So they were in my game room. They were up and everywhere. And then children were born. I no longer have that game room, so they are in a pile.
Ah, yes, a pile. The best place to keep things, like my clothes. My hopes and dreams.
And also Thing 12 Games and Mr. Sean Epperson will be at Dragonfly.
Yeah, I'll be there. There's also a silent auction that they do. So people
could they
are
get
just
get you
like,
to run it.
people that just basically have too many games, like I need to get rid of these. They put them up for sale and you can go and bid on those. That's actually a pretty cool thing. I know Byron's picked up some pretty cool stuff there at the silent auction.
Oh, what's the coolest thing you guys have ever bought at a con? Or, I mean, besides the most deluxe edition of a game ever known to man, what that comes with a life-sized Cthulhu statue.
I bought some cool display cases for all my X-Wing ships and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they're clear, then they snap together, you can travel with them, and it's pretty nice.
Oh, I think good display cases always wins.
I think mine was probably my copy of Eschaton, because I...
Because you made someone angry.
Yes.
Okay, there's got to be a story.
My sister really wanted Eschaton. And she was doing some photography work for us, and she was doing a really good job. And BJ said, here, you know what? Thank you. You've been very helpful. Go buy your game. And she got over there. Sean had already had his, and they were sold out.
Ooh.
They were completely sold out.
Have you guys ever seen a brawl over a sold-out board game? I've got to imagine it's happened. I mean, the look of disappointment when you go over there to buy a game, and they're like, ooh, sorry, we're out of copies. And Sean's over there going, yeah, stroking the board game like an evil cat.
My precious. Yeah, I didn't tease her at all about that.
No, not at all. She did eventually get her copy, and she's played it and very happy with it.
Well, you know what? Everyone's got to win in the end, right? Got to have a little bow on everything.
I got out of line to get TI4 because I saw Rodney Smith and Rob from Blue Pig Pink Peg, and I went over and introduced myself to him and forgot Rodney's name like a fangirl. I don't know what happened there.
Hi,
Exactly.
No.
Rob bailed me out. You want some swag? He gave me some ribbons. It was like, go away, little boy.
Thanks. Oh, no, I lost my spot in line.
No, I tried to get back in. They tried to keep me out. My wife was like, no, he was here. And they're like, all right, you can't get back in line. I was like, oh, my God.
Here we go. And then you're like, all right, wife, you have a mission. Here's all my money.
Well, at the time, being so I was buying for BJ, it was all his money.
Ah, that's the best money to spend. Always spend BJ's money because when a little extra goes off here and there, you go, you know, BJ, tax... It's con fees, you know, I just don't know what happened. The miniature I have in my backpack, that was a throw and that was free. Don't even worry about that. One more big event I hear, guys, that is coming. The one that everyone always used to wait but now kind of has gotten a little cramped, but still very enjoyable. PAX West?
No. I've never heard of PAX West.
No, I've never heard of it.
PAX Prime, on the other hand.
Oh, see, you know, that's what happens.
I'm never going to let it go.
You never,
it's
no.
It's always going to be PAX
Josh Prime.
Prime. That's right. I'm sorry to the PAX organizers. I know you why you made it West, and it honestly has worked, and you are awesome, but it's still PAX Prime in my heart.
In my heart of hearts.
PAX West is August 30th to September 2nd, and it is the fan premier video game con of the West Coast. Not just industry folks. Everyone can come. Everyone can demo. All the VR, all the new consoles, all the new games, all the new releases. Yeah, there's some news and there's some tidbits, but this is about coming and trying and playing.
Yep.
And
sure.
This is 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it's so busy, I'll tell you right now. The 4 day passes are sold out. The Saturday passes are sold out. The Sunday passes are low. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, you need to jump on it.
I got my tickets.
You got your tickets?
I got tickets.
I got my tickets, guys.
I got lots of tickets.
Oh, man, I'm ready.
I got within the rules allowed amount of tickets.
You said maximum, and eBay said one.
No, I actually was logged in at the right time on that one, so I did pretty good there. And there is always a great board game presence, and we should keep it up at PAX.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the aerial shots of this event, and you know how they have those little grids, and it's like a nice little square, and every square has a little mini square next to it, and it's like, oh, you can see where all the cool games and demos are going to be. And then you see the next square, and it's a shot from last year, and it's with the people, and you're like, what? is going on? You can't possibly fit that many people in there, and yet there are lines, but it looks like everyone is happy as hell to be in them.
Yes.
What big games, what big board games, regular games, features, stupid, crazy cosplays have you seen? What have you really enjoyed about PAX?
Well, obviously, the last few years of PAX has been very VR-focused.
Oh, okay.
But a new console cycle is coming around, so there might be some information about that. But usually the end of a console cycle is when you get those best games.
Oh, all the heavy hitters.
So, yeah. Like Cyberpunk. I would love to see some demos of Cyberpunk. There's too many. There's too much. And I heard Final Fantasy Remake might be pushed up into 2020, so there could be some demos of that, or at least some video footage.
Because there's nothing better than that excitement you feel in the giant room. They've rented out the entire hall, you know, say it's Sony or EA or any of these games, right? And, you know, the crowd, the lights dim. The crowd goes silent. And you're like, what game is about to pop up on this screen, you know, and everyone has their hopes and dreams, and sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you don't. But I'll tell you, if it was Cyberpunk up there and I got to see more gameplay, I'd be like, because that is a game I'm also very much looking forward to.
Well, Cyberpunk is my absolute favorite genre of board game, of video game, of any game, and then they just come out with one called Cyberpunk. If I don't buy it, there's something wrong with me.
Oh, there's something wrong with you anyway, but...
I know, something more.
I happen to know that, well, SNK is going to be... hopefully going to be there demoing the new Samurai Showdown.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay.
For those fans of the fighter games, the classic Samurai Showdown's coming out.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. I mean, fighter games are fantastic. They've gotten so good in the last couple of years, too. I mean, we've had the new Mortal Kombat one. We had the Dragon Ball Z one that was incredibly popular that I suck at, but I really enjoyed.
I would like to see... a leap in the games offered for VR, because VR is cool technology, but a lot of the games are very party game-ish, or, you know, hidden to music notes.
Slice the fruit.
Yeah. I would like to see some actual more in-depth, maybe some RPG, maybe some, you know,
oh my God,
something
you imagine?
More story-driven that you could actually live that adventure. That would be fun.
You want a role-playing VR game. So you want the full fantasy, Josh.
I want, yeah. That will be the final fantasy. Because I won't stop playing.
No, and I mean, I can't wait. I don't know if you guys watched the latest episode of Black Mirror, but they kind of went into a VR-type thing for one of the fighting games, and it went down an interesting road. But in general, all I thought is, that technology is freaking awesome. And if we ever get fully immersive VR any kind of game, I mean, my couch is going to be my second home. Other than that, though, do we have anything else interesting or anything fancy going on?
So at PAX, we are working on some stuff, and we'll update you shortly, and maybe you'll be able to come and see some designers and do some more in-depth question asking.
Ooh, yes. I like question asking because I'm a novice.
There are things in the works.
Yes.
And I need information.
Back to our own personal tabletop gaming.
Ooh, of course, the greatest convention of all.
I was like, I want to make things a little more interesting for everybody. And this is completely voluntary. Nobody has to do it. But if you do it, it could be fun. It could be confusing. It could be scary. It could make a really weird game of the Resistance because it did.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
I went into the group, and I'm going to put this out to everybody, too, if you want to do it. We started doing house rules.
Oh, okay. So this is similar to like when I played beer pong, and I'd go on and look at the little rules, and it's all their own unique ones. You know, like stand 6 feet behind with your arm behind your back and say aye aye before you shoot.
Yes.
Okay.
But this is... we put it out over the groups, and it's just one rule, not meant to break the game, just meant to people go, what is going on? And so our first house rule was that at any first turn, move, or round, depending on the game you're playing, in any game you play that week, had to be purposely the worst possible move you could make.
Okay, so this is literally, okay, there's the best card on the board. I'm going to spend all 5 of my resources to get rid of my other 5 resources.
Yes. And you can't tell people who don't know what you're doing what you're doing.
So you have to come up with the worst train wreck of a situation that will also be a hidden train wreck of the situation. So yes. Sean's going to have to come up with a more creative way to be worse than you.
If he's in the same game, yes, that makes it very tough. Our first round of Heroes, we were all playing the house rule, And the round in Heroes is not just our first action. It's the both our actions and all our following. So we're all just taxing for the worst thing we could get. We're researching cards that we don't need and moving to like the desert where you have to stop and you don't get anything.
Oh, yeah, the lovely desert. I hear it's a nice place this time of year.
So it was interesting and fun. The confusing looks on some of the people's face, like playing Growl, was they're like, of course I can take a wound. I want a wound. Bring Give it. Me a wound. Like, do you really want a wound? No, but I have to play by this rule.
So how does that go in negotiations? Do you have to literally like tear yourself down? Be like, you know what? It's a 2-for-1 trade, but I feel like I should give you 3-to-1.
If that's the rule of the week, then I think that's the way you got to go.
I like it. Have you guys thought of any other cool house rules like it?
Well, for this upcoming week, and this will expire next Sunday, I don't know, whatever today is.
Sunday.
The 16th. And this will expire on Father's Day. So for this week, the person to your immediate right gets to play your first turn for you. They could be doing you a favor. They could be doing you very
dirty.
Dirty.
Probably not going
to
do you a favor.
And be glad I didn't make the rule the person to your left, because that's who's after you.
The amount of like sinister hand rubbing I'm seeing is like they realize who's like you're sitting down, you're seeing your seat order, and it's just Sean going, your first 10 is mine.
Why does everybody want to sit on my right? But again, don't tell them. And it's all honor system, and don't overthink it, and don't try to overrule it. Just have fun with it.
I really like that. I especially like it as a really sneaky rule. If everyone has a different rule that they have to follow, like I get to play, or you get to play my turn, I have to sacrifice all my resources, I have to purposely start an argument, you know, something like that for everyone.
You're giving me ideas. I'm going to be writing these down.
Can you imagine? I have to make sure BJ wins, and then I actually win and he loses. That would be a great rule. And then on BJ's, it's like, make sure Sean gets no resources.
Well, I'm sorry if you're going to play cooperative games. Sometimes these rules are not going to help. But, you know, have fun with it. And let us know. Let us know what happened. Did it go horribly wrong? Was it funny? Did it go boring?
Did you have a special rule that you thought of your own that was so diabolical that worked?
Oh, not yet. I've suffered my rules. That's all I've done.
That tends to be the story of every board game. I was on my own demise.
Well, play nice.
Your inner geek wants to come out and play, but where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.